USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
According to AAA, the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline set a new record today at $4.40 a gallon. That's up 3 cents from yesterday and up $1.42 over last year at this time. And this driver tells NBC News,
"They're ridiculous, man. Can't, you know, seem like you're working for gas."
A 15-gallon fill-up costs around $21 more this year than last. An escaped inmate is back behind bars in Alabama. Casey White was arraigned last night after arriving from Indiana. That's where he was caught Monday with the corrections officer accused of walking him out of jail on her last day of work. Vicky White, no relation, shot herself in the head as police closed in and died hours later. It's believed they had a romantic relationship for at least 2 years. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
New developments overnight on the war in Ukraine. The country has stopped the flow of gas from a Russian pipeline to Europe. This is affecting one of two key entry points. The natural gas pipeline operator says it handles nearly a third of Russian gas passing through Ukraine, which has been a major route since Russia invaded 11 weeks ago. The suspension is due to interference from occupying forces, including the apparent siphoning of gas. Election results are in from two state primaries. In Nebraska, Jim Pelin beat out 8 other candidates to win the Republican nomination for governor. Charles Herbster was one of them. He's been accused of groping several women and conceded the race. In West Virginia, the former President Trump-endorsed candidate, Representative Alex Mooney, won the GOP primary in the 2nd District. He was up against another incumbent for the only House seat available. The Pennsylvania primary set to take place next week. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
A private plane passenger with no flying experience ended up having to land a plane after a pilot suffered a medical emergency on Tuesday. The passenger radioed air traffic control in Palm Beach, Florida, saying that he had a serious situation here. Air traffic controller Robert Morgan, who's also a flight instructor, then guided him and he safely landed the single-engine Cessna at Palm Beach International Airport.
So I said, well, let's bring them to the biggest airport. And so I just started kind of vectoring them towards to kind of parallel the shoreline and just told them to make shallow turns, slow descents. And I just brought them into Palm Beach International because we have the biggest runway around there. And I just tried to give him a nice, stable approach. I tried to keep him calm. He was really calm. He just said, hey, I just don't know how to I don't know how to fly. You know, I don't know how to stop this thing. If I do get it on the runway, so I said, don't worry about it. We'll take it like one step at a time.
Morgan speaking there on CNN. Millions of people are bracing for a heat wave. Temperatures are expected to jump 15 to 25 degrees across the central states from Colorado to Indiana. The warmer weather begins today and will continue tomorrow in Minnesota, Michigan, and Wisconsin, where it could get into the 90s. Take us with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.